And time for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Welcome to Music Planet. We're starting with today's featured album, Lost in Tajikistan. Later in the show, we'll be talking with record producer Lou Edmonds about the country's rich musical traditions. But to get us started, this is Davlat Nazar playing the sitar. Davlat Nazar on sitar, and I am so looking forward to playing you more from that album, Lost in Tajikistan, later in the programme, alongside music from Ethiopia, Reunion Island, Finland and South Africa. But let's head to Spain now for two tracks, combining the various traditions with a more contemporary approach, starting off with the duo Casapalma, who unite Cantabrian song with electronic programming. And I particularly like the very clubby sounding bass drum on this, which contrasts with the voice of Irene Atienza.
Con él.
Risa Nyora and Al Serrano with a song from the new album Cancionero Popular, which takes the older popular Spanish songs and reframes them. And before that, you heard Cantabrian electro-folk duo Casa Palma. So from those very contemporary approaches to folk and traditional song, let's head to Ethiopia back in 1976 and this absolute gem of a record from Asalefech Ashine and Getenesh Kubret, the pair of them singing together on 10 glorious tracks. And this was an immediate hit when it first came out, but that glory was short-lived as the Derg regime imposed strict crackdowns on music and artistic expression, meaning that many musicians and artists had to keep a very low profile. So this album, Beauties, dates back to the period in recording history sometimes known as the Ethiopian Golden Age. It's an absolute classic, and as well as the singing, the band is great. It's the Army Band, and they've got such a vibe going on. I hope you enjoy this. Asalefech Ashine and Getenesh Kubret singing Vegene.
Okay.
Casa Lefet Chachine and Gitenesh Cabret singing Wegene from their 1976 album Beauties, which is now re-released on Mississippi Records. And I just love it. Those voices are incredible. And we've got more music from Ethiopia later on in the programme. Very different to that, though. Now, this next track came out in 2005, but I just discovered it very recently, quite by chance. A few weeks ago, our classic artist here on Music Planet was Malagasy accordionist Regis Gizavo. So I'd been listening to his music and looking things up, doing a bit of research, and among the many albums Regis Gizavo had guested on was this, Sanker, by Nathalie Natiambe from Reunion Island. Silaos from Nathalie Nathiembe, featuring the wonderful accordion playing of the late Régis Gisavo. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and I've been drawn in by this next album, Lost in Tajikistan. I played a track at the start of the programme, you're about to hear some more, and I've got Lou Edmonds on the line, ready to talk us through some of the background to the album. Lou's a musician, a member of Public Image Limited, and you might have heard him in The Meekons, Three Mustafas Three, Billy Bragg's Blokes, Les Triabaliques, and many more. But he's also the man who recorded this album in Tajikistan, bringing sounds to our ears that we might otherwise not get the opportunity to hear. So, Lou, before we talk about the music, just remind us exactly where Tajikistan is.
Tajikistan is right in the mountains. So if you start with the Himalayas or Himalayas, and if you keep going up, you get to the Hindu Kush, to Afghanistan, then you have Tajikistan. And then the next one up is Kyrgyzstan with the Tian Shan. And then you're into the Russian Federation with the Altai and the Sayani Mountains. So there's a big sweep of mountains. And it's very mountainous, incredibly high mountains, lots of valleys. And in the summer, it's really warm and it has the best watermelons on the planet.
Amazing. Well, let's hear some music. This is Ruzi Hush by Mizrob. Mizrob with Ruzi Hush, which Lou Edmonds, who recorded that, tells me that that means happy day. So, Lou, what else can you tell us about this track?
Well, this track, yes, it was recorded in Dushanbe in Tajikistan, and that's Iqbal Zavkibekov on the sitar. Big, long, huge instrument. And it's got Zarif Pulodov on the percussion and Davlat Nazari on the Afghan rubob.
That's actually the opening track from the album Lost in Tajikistan, which you recorded. Tell me how that came about, because you didn't go over there with the aim of making an album, did you?
No. It's everything happens to me in my life is mostly accidental. And it all really started with an album by Yatka, which I recorded many years ago. And we ended up in Central Asia being judges at a children's festival. And then one thing led to another, and I ended up with a project which was trying to build multi-track studios and digitize the old folk archives from the Soviet times. Huge archives, amazing recordings from the villages. And we had like a music instrument museum called Gurminj, and that's Iqbal's dad who founded that. It's an amazing museum in Dushanbe, and we recorded everything mainly in the museum. So surrounded by these beautiful instruments, some of whom like 300, 400 years old.
So there are certain distinct groups within the album. So we just heard Mizrob. And I'm quite interested in this next group, Samandar, who to me have a much more progressive approach to the tradition. Just talk us through what's going on here.
Well, you know, we recorded anyone who wanted to come down to the studio. Mizrob was the first, because that's Iqbal's main group with Zarif and Davlat Nazari. But there was a point in the winter of 2008, I think, where it got so cold in Tajikistan. It was like minus 25 centigrade. And Iqbal had heating, so he basically invited all the musicians to come down as a place to stay warm. And Samandar, who's a young, a really fantastic composer and a visionary, I can say, really, he had a whole bunch of songs. So everyone said, all right, let's record them.
So Samandar, it's not a group, it's him.
It's very much
whoever
him,
whoever was
yeah.
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah.
Samandar Pulodov. So Samandar is his name, yeah. And he actually went on to found a fantastic festival up in the Pamirs in the town of Khorog, called the Roof of the World Festival.
So is Samandar, is he from that mountain area?
Yeah, he's from the Gunt Valley, and his father was a traditional player as well. And he just grew up amazingly musical chap. And I think I love his sort of slant on music. It's really quite different.
Yeah, and the there's lots of influences coming in, it seems to me. But also, just run us through, so he sings and plays the, it's like a mouth harp, jaws harp?
Yeah, he's got this, like, you know, the jaws harp. And also he plays mainly the acoustic guitar, but he tunes it in a very interesting way. So it doesn't sound like the normal European method.
So this is Dili Dilidor, is that right?
Yeah, Dili Dilidor, yeah. Which
okay,
means my beloved harp, you know. So it's another love song. Including loss and craziness and drunkenness, which usually comes with the territory in that part of the world.
نبو خورو نبا مصرو نبا چین مثل دو کس نست در روی زمین نبو خورو نبا مصرو نبا چین آقبت جایی تو در شب زمین آقبت جایی تو در شب زمین آقبت جایی تو در شب زمین عاقبت جایی تو در شبی زمین هی دوری نایاف گم کردم تو را گم کردم
from the album Lost in Tajikistan. That was Samandar. I love that track. And that was recorded by Lou Edmonds, who we're just talking to now. And Lou, I was saying that I could hear lots of different influences coming in there. It sounds hints of Bhangra and maybe rap and all sorts of things. Is that true? Is Samandar listening to that sort of stuff, or is this just encompassed in his own tradition?
You've got to think Pakistan is not that far away. It's literally, it's just a neighbour, you know, from Pakistan and Afghanistan and China. They're all very close to each other. They play tablas. They love all the Indian film music. It's, yeah, so definitely in the Soviet times, Indian film music was huge across the whole space. And yeah, I mean, Samandar listens to a lot of stuff and he loves his traditions.
So those political borders don't have as much effect in real life?
They have no effect at all. Indeed, you know, where Samandar comes from, it's divided by the Panj River. And on one side, you have the former Soviet Union with schools and universities and tunnels and women's rights and education and medicine. And on the other side, you have Afghanistan, which has virtually nothing, but it's exactly the same people. They're talking Shugni or Wahi. These are languages, the old Iranian languages. So they're the same people with the same traditions, the same culture, same food. So, yeah, there's no border, really. And the Silk Road used to run through it. And all the traditions and all the music that came up and down and up and down those valleys for thousands of years. Yeah, there's no borders, don't exist for music.
Absolutely. So we're talking about going up into the mountains. This next band, Samo, are we going further up the mountains or are we coming back down to the city again?
The next group, Samo, they're definitely from the valleys. And there's like about six or seven main valleys, and each one has got different traditions, different folky costumes, and Samo are definitely a bit more hardcore. The one on this, though, interesting, is that we invented little pickups for their instruments, the tambur and the rubab. My friend Andrew Scrimshaw, and we had him in to do an open healing hospital for sick instruments. for a week, and he invented this. And the sound of the rubab and the tambur, which is a big, huge, heavy wooden instrument with a very thick skin like a banjo, I think it's probably more akin to heavy metal.
But also in this track, I'm just, as well as that end of the sound, I'm really enjoying, is it a violin, a fiddle? It sounds like one, but...
The voice of hell. They call it, it's called the khizak, and it's literally a tin, and someone has put a pole through it. It's got two strings and it's bowed. And when it plays, it's like, wow, it's like completely piercing and it cuts through everything. And I believe they call it the voice of hell. But that's played by Shambhay, and he's the leader of the band. And it's a really fantastic band, two percussionists, and they got Faiz Mahmad and Shavka Mahmad on the stringed instruments, and then Shambhay plays the khizak. Very, very fine band. I wish they could play all over the world.
So is there any possibility for these artists to be coming over to the UK?
Well, it's extremely difficult, first of all, to get visas for them. I think all of these artists are fantastic and they all have families back in Tajikistan. They don't want to come here and get on the dole. They actually really love their family and they love being in Tajikistan. But it's very hard. I know twice in the last year some of these musicians have been refused visas. And like these are international touring artists and, you know, they got records out and everything. It's just absurd. I really would urge everyone to reconsider and start allowing musicians to play freely and find audiences and play beautiful music.
Well, hopefully this album might help towards that. I do think that it confounds certain preconceptions about what music from Tajikistan might sound like. This track's called Mastinos. What does that mean?
It's all about more drunkenness and being drunk with love. It's very much a feature of old Farsi poetry. I love this song. It's just beautiful. All the changes in it. You think, oh, yeah, I'm listening to it. I know what's going to happen next. No, you don't. It's like
that's what I love
changing.
About it.
and it really kicks a storm up at the end, you know.
From the album Lost in Tajikistan, the band Samo with Mastinos. And thank you so much to Lou Edmonds for talking us through some of the background to the musicians and the recording process. As you heard, it's a really varied album. It was hard to choose which tracks to play you. There are so many good ones. And that album, Lost in Tajikistan, is out now on Riverboat Records. And if you'd like to hear more music from Central Asia, a few weeks ago, Lopa had singer and dombra player Yerlan Riskali from Kazakhstan in session. So you could check that out on BBC Sounds. There's only a couple of weeks left to catch that. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and if you happen to be in Shoreham-by-Sea, you could go and hear this next band, Onipa, live tonight. I will give you more tour dates after this song. Onipa means human in the ancient language of the Ashanti people of Ghana, but this track is called Machine 2.
I'm squaring time, holding your purpose. I seen the signs, motionless spaces, we're crossing time. Do you know, do you feel love in mind? Love will shine, bodies are temporary, faces change. We go beyond living, we dig in grave. Speak of your damages, speak of your pain. Bearing my scars, I'm bleeding sane. Visions of you and I, keep them faith. Yours. I'm not done. Feeling is deeper and we can run. Can we pause? Stop this farce. Are we just dreamers? Are we lost? Is this love? What's the cost? Exchange of energy, stack rewards. You want more? You want up? You want my soul and my dirty thoughts?
Machine 2 from the new album Off the Grid by Anglo-Ghanaian quartet Onipa, who are probably already in Shoreham-by-Sea right now, getting ready to unleash their musical energy on tonight's audience at the Rope Tackle Arts Centre. They're also at Cobalt Studios Newcastle next Friday, that's the 1st of December. Then they're at the Brewery in Kendal on the 2nd, then Cowley Workers Club Oxford and the Goods Shed in Stroud. And we never shy away from musical contrasts here on Music Planet. So here's Finnish singer and multi-instrumentalist Emmy Kurtinen and her band with Hyvä Oli, which means it was good, a song remembering the happy days of youth.
Hyvä ol tyttönä hypätä, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri, silloin jalkaa paljon paina, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri, eikkole vassaa vastuksina, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri, hyvä on käyä kärpänä, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Lapsi kellon kaksi, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Jalka kätkyven jalassa, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Sormet on lapsen soitimella, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Hyvä on poikana hypätä, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Silloin jalkaa paljon paina, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Kuin tuulen isäni ille, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Nousen ohkain ylös, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Voivotelle vuoteelta, hoi iiku, aikuri kuri. Thank you.
silloin ei jalkaa paljon paina. Hoi iiku, ai kuri kuri, eikkole vassaa vastuksina. Hoi iiku, ai kuri kuri, hyvä on käydä kärpäänä. Hoi iiku, ai kuri kuri.
Emmy Kurtinen singing Hoover All, the opening track of her debut album, out now on Nordic Notes. And from Emmy Kurtinen at the beginning of her musical career, let's move on to someone whose musical trajectory has not been straightforward or direct. It's this week's classic artist, master keyboard player, accordionist, melodica player, arranger and bandleader, Haylu Mergia. He's originally from Ethiopia and grew up hearing lots of the different traditional songs, many of which still make an appearance in his work, but very much repurposed and rearranged into new identities. And the bands that he was part of back in the 1970s were very much leaning into jazz and funk sounds. He made several recordings in Ethiopia, mainly on cassette. And after moving to the US, he also recorded a studio album in 1985. But he never really hit the big time and ended up making a living as a taxi driver. And it wasn't until 28 years later in 2013, when his recordings started being re-released on the Awesome Tapes from Africa label, that his musical career reignited. Since then, he's recorded two brand new albums and been performing all over the world, including Montreal Jazz Festival. And now there's a live album featuring Haylu Mergia's trio, who practice every weekend in his basement. Kenneth Joseph on drums, Alem Seged Kibede on bass, and Haylu Mergia, of course, flitting around between various keyboard instruments as the fancy takes him. It's pretty jazzy, there's plenty of improv, some killer bass grooves, and lots of character. This track's called Bulo Budubi. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Kate on drum again, and Adam on bass. Yeah, man, I really enjoyed the show. Thank you so much.
Hailu Mergia, recorded live at Pioneer Works in Brooklyn. You can find that and much more on the Awesome Tapes from Africa label. And that's almost it from me, Catherine Tickell, here on Music Planet today. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, Lope will be taking another look at highlights from this year's Rudolstadt Festival. But I'm going to finish with something from South Africa, from Soweto. And if you were listening to Music Planet a few weeks ago, you will have heard a sneaky preview of this. It's now officially out in the world. The album's called Harmonising Soweto. It's by Deep Kloof United Voice, and it's far too good to only play at once. So here's another track. Deep Kloof United Voice singing My Brother.
My brother, why you bukela panti? Hey you, my brother, why you bukela panti? Gela panti, I know that you have no money, but I don't care about your money, boy. Hey, you my brother, why you bukela panti? My brother, why you bukela panti? Hey, you my brother, why you bukela panti?
I need to. che la panzi, che la panzi. I know that you have no money, but I don't care about your money, poor my brother. Why you che la panzi?
South Africa's Diep Kloof United Voice, finishing off today's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Martin Webb. Next week, Lopo Katari has highlights from this year's Rudolstadt Festival. And tomorrow night at 11, you can journey to the East with Kirill Karabits. The conductor explores the musical heart of Eastern Europe and Central Asia. Tomorrow night, he focuses on the musical traditions of the Stan countries. This is Radio 3, and now it's time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, the brilliant multi-instrumentalist and composer Miguel Atwood Ferguson will be sharing his inspirations with us. But first, an emerging alto saxophonist from the Caribbean who's based in Toronto. He is Jesse Ryan, and this is The Night Before She Passed.